Tom, been through this emotion a lot this year. Doesn't make it any easier, does it?
No, it doesn't, Schultz. Again, it's just amazing. Like, it just, you know what? It's amazing. You can't make this up.
Stuff can go from a know-nothing play to a really good scoring chance in this barn in a hurry, and you could just kind of see that. As he poked that one off the wall in front of your bench, I'm like, uh-oh, there's nobody back. You haven't seen it again on replay, but did you need to cheat somebody further back there?
I got to look at it. We thought it was just a one-on-one, but we'll have to look at it.
The you score with less than a minute to go in the first period. That's one of your game objectives because it's such a momentum swinger. Then they get one a minute into the second. Swung things completely back to them for probably the next 15 minutes of that second period. But I thought that last 5 minutes of the second period, you were able to get things going again and kind of propel yourself into the third period. What changed, at that five-minute or so mark in that second period where you were able to get some offense going again?
Who knows, Schultzy? I mean, I don't know. You know as much as I do. I mean, that's the game of hockey. There's always ebbs and flows. And, none of us know. I mean, the bottom line is typically you don't get pounded for the whole, period. I mean, then we had some push. So when we had some push, we got a little more momentum. And, yeah.
They were stuck at one shot there for, I think, the first 14, 15 minutes or so. But Ross Armour, both of those cutback goals, what is the value and what makes that such a hard shot to defend when he's cutting back so hard like he did?
Well, the goalie's going east-west as Ross is going east-west. And when he's going east-west, I mean, if he's off his angle and Ross goes to the side, he just vacated, and that's what he did both times.
Well, the first one, I don't know if he could even see it because I couldn't see the goalie from where I was. The second one, barring down and in from that, that's a heck of a shot.
Yeah.
How do you bounce back tomorrow, Tom?
Hey, I just told the guys, we ain't got time to feel sorry for yourself. I mean, we win tomorrow, now we move ahead of them. I mean, that's how you got to look at things. Get your split.
See you tomorrow.
All right.
Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. Game-winning goal scored by Ferris in the final minute of regulation.